Yeah, let's do that.
Okay,
gentlemen, I want to finish up this sugya. For those, and then Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we have an absolutely brand new sugya, which in my opinion is the, number one, is a very, very nice, easy bracha sugya, but it is a lot of interesting things over there, so a fresh start, and we look forward to that. Okay, we started yesterday discussing the concept of Davar Sheyesh Matirin, just to go over some of the basics so our newcomers can be in the sugya, and then we will advance our discussion. So Davar Sheyesh Matirin, again, just make yourselves look very, very smart. We have a halakha of Bittel. Bittel Barov, Bittel B'Shishim. We have other Safek resolution mechanisms like Safek Durabana and Lakula. And comes along Rashi Masechus Beitza and Dav Gimel Bebeis and tells us, the Gemara says that when you have a Davar Sheyesh Matirin, it is usher today, but it's going to be mutter sometime in the future, say tomorrow, so then we're not going to rely on Rov, we're not going to rely on Safek Durabana Lakula, we're not going to rely on any of these Safek resolution mechanisms, because why eat it today? This Safek Isser, when we can eat it tomorrow, Beheter Gamer. So your classic case is a Safek Beitza Shinolda Beyomto. You have a Beitza that is laid on Yom Tov, maybe. Maybe it was laid Erev Yom Tov, maybe it was laid on Yom Tov. If it was a Beitza Shnolda be Yom Tov, itself it is Asr. Correct? Is that an Issur D'Oraisa, Issur D'Rabbanan? According to most Amoraim, it's an Issur D'Rabbanan. And if you have a Suffolk, you should argue that Suffolk D'Rabbanan le'kula. Moreover, if that egg fell into a pile of 1,000 good eggs, what does Gemara say in this Arva be'elef? Kulan Asuros, why should that be? After all, we have a regular principle of roast. The Gemara tells us, Rav Ashi says, because why should you eat it today, Beh? Suffolk is, sir, when you can eat it tomorrow, Beh. Heter go. Good. That is the position of Rashi explaining the idea of Davar Sheyesh Matirin. Then we saw the Ran in Maseches Nedarim Daf Nun Beis, and the Ran gives a fancy razzle-dazzle pshat. The Ran says the following. Normally, we have a machlokes in Chachamim and Rav Yehuda. When we have a concept of Bittel, Bittel demands oppositional forces. Bittel demands what we call min b'she'eino mino. You have oppositional forces, thesis and antithesis. And one of them is dominant, one of them is secondaries, and the secondary gets nullified by the dominant. That is Rabbi Yehuda's position, that it only works if you have min b'she'eino mino. So milk gets niftal, gets batel in meat, because those are oppositional forces. What about kosher meat and treif meat? So do those taste the same?
Yes.
They taste the same. That's called min b'mino. Rabbi Yehuda says no bittel. No bittel, because you do not have oppositional forces. Comes along the Chachamim, and Chachamim say that even in a case of min b'mino, you do say bittel. That's how we paskin. Even treif meat into kosher meat, we apply the rule of bittel. Min b'mino is batel. Aye, says the Ran, where's your oppositional force? So the Ran is machadish and the amazing chiddush. Where's your oppositional force? Is you don't have to have it physically different, but even if it's halachically different, so your heter is going to oppose your iser, and your heter is going to thereby nullify the mevatel of the iser. So far, so good? And then the Ran says, Bamed Dvar Mamur, when is that true? When you have permanent isur. When the iser is in perpetuity. But if your iser is what? Here today, gone tomorrow. Is that an inherent iser? That's already, what is the chayfetz announcing? The chayfetz is screaming something. What's it screaming? It's screaming heter. It's screaming amute tomorrow. And as such, is that called an oppositional force?
No.
And therefore you do not apply the rule of bittel. You don't apply the rule of bittel. Why? Because it's not really oppositional, and therefore it's Davar Sheyesh Matirin, Eino Batel. Those are the two conceptions. So far, so good? So far, so good? So far, so good. Okay. Now, we take it advanced a little further. So now you have an Isser Chametz Ba Pesach. We know Chametz is Asser Ba'achila on Pesach, And the Gemara on Daf Lamed, Amar Rava, has a tremendous chiddush that chametz, normally speaking, kol ha'Torah kulo, we have macholos asuros. How much? What is the shear that we generally assume is usher? The shear is a kazayis. And do we normally assume a din of bittel? Yes, if a small amount, even a kazayis of chazir, fell into a large amount of other food, it's batel bed. The shishim, so we have a general concept of bittel. Comes along Rav and says that when it comes to chametz is aser b'mashehu, that's a tremendous chiddush, even a scintilla of chametz is going to be aser, a crumb. Not only that, we do not apply the rule of bittel. There's no bittel, bein b'mino, bein she'ein b'mino, there is no bittel. So iser chametz be'achila is aser b'mashehu, and ein bo din bittel. There is no bittel, which is why we pointed out yesterday our mothers and fathers and everyone goes crazy even for a crumb of chametz, because if a crumb of chametz falls into your matzah ball soup on Pesach, so that's going to aser everything because it is aser b'mashu. Okay, that's the Gemara. The riff comes along. You saw the riff. On Dav Zayinim and Beis Nadapia riff. And the Rif comes along and says, not only is this halacha true, let me just take one more bit of background. So why is it that chametz is aser b'mashu? Why is it there is no bittel? So we saw two possibilities yesterday. We have the Shitas HaRambam, and the Rambam is found in Macholos Asuros, and also found in Hilchos Pesach, Hilchos Matzah. And the Rambam says the reason for that is because chametz is a davar shiyeshlo matirin. After all, is it going to be mutter in the future? Yeah, it's only also for these 7 days, and after Pesach, it's going to be 100% mutter. Now, is that true? Is that true according to Rav Shimon, is that true? No, even according to Rav Shimon, it's going to be also after Pesach. Based on what principle? It's chametz she'avar olav ha-Pesach, which is going to be also even after Pesach. So why am I calling it a davar she'yeshlo matirin? What did the Ramban say in the Milchamos? Because what's the nature of that Isra after Pesach? It is a knas. Translate the word into English.
Fine.
A fine, or I like the word better, penalty. It is punitive in nature. We don't want you to partake of the chametz on Pesach, so if you have it, we don't want you to own it. If you have it, you can't even eat it after Pesach. But if that's going to go ahead and set up a kula, what kula might it set up that now all of a sudden, because that iser, that knas after Pesach becomes a davar sheh? Ein lo matirin, so all of a sudden that penalty becomes a helper. It becomes to my benefit, not to my detriment. Says the Ramban that a knas can never work to your benefit, and therefore it's going to be usser, but it's not going to convert it into a davar sheh. Yeshlo Mati. It's not going to be converting it into a davar sheh. Eilo Mati. Thank you. Yes. That is the Ramban in the Milchamos, also in the Ran. Okay, that's the Rambam Shita. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban adds other criteria. The other criteria the Ramban adds is that you know why we're machmir when it comes to chametz? Because chametz is replete with other chumras as well, beyond what you find by Macholos Asuros, Elisha. And those other chumras are in Isser Kares. Most Macholos Asuros are Asur on what level? Isser Lav. Chametz Isser Kares. Chametz has an Isser Bayor by Matzah. Not only can't eat it, you also cannot possess it. And all year long, do we eat chametz? Yes. Pesach, we don't, so lo b'dila in shemineh, and therefore there are extra things that indicate chumr by chametz, and as a result, we also are going to be machmir to aser be'mashu. So I'm going to call this the Ramban's added contribution, chumras chametz, primarily because it's an Isser Kares. Okay, so now I ask you to take a quick peek at the Shilta Giborim, and the Shilta Giborim is going to be our jumping point, where we're about to, in a couple of minutes, we will have the schus of beginning this year. But the Shilta Giborim has the following comments. The Shilta Giborim says, number one, let's say, am I allowed to, me'ikar hadin, can I take chametz stick, one of my biggest frustrations on Erev Pesach. My biggest frustrations is the women are going, they're really very, very machmir. Bezchus Noshim Sivkanios Nigalu Avoseinu Mimitzrayim. And not only is the house spick and span of chametz, but already a week before, so we're stuck in this horrific situation. Is that the pizza stores are like lines up the forever, and there's no food in the house because you can't eat Pesachic food because it's called gatz. You don't want to eat matzah before and matzah, etc. You can't eat chametz because there's no chametz in the house. So you're 100% stuck. So what about the following move? Listen to this move. Can we, may Iker Hadin, use chametz stick dishes to cook Pesach stick food? Chametz stick dishes to cook Pesach stick food. Before Pesach.
Before Pesach?
Before Pesach. Before Pesach. Can you go ahead and do so?
Yes.
So, in my opinion, there's a strong svara which is cited by the Shulchan Gibborim that you can do so. Why? Because when you're cooking the chametz, let's say even you're going to cook on Erev Pesach itself. Let's say. After 6 hours. Okay, I'm really skirting the halacha. Chametz la'achar chatzos on Erev Pesach. Mutar aser b'achila. Aser b'achila. Is it an iser kares?
Not yet.
It's not an iser kares. So if you argue that the reason is because of chumras chametz, will there be bittul on Erev Pesach achar chatzos?
Should be
sure.
The answer is yes. There will be bittul. Now that there's been bittul, is there any chametz in this dish? In this food?
No.
Why? Because it's been batelt. It's been nivta. Now, does it reawaken? Pashup Shada does not, and therefore I'm allowed to eat that food. I'm allowed to eat that food. The concern is if I use those dishes when? On Pesach, then what do I have in my food? I have a tam of chametz. Is that time going to be bittul?
No.
On Pesach, where you have the chumras chametz, you're not going to have bittul. So, according to this approach, to cook in chametz stick dishes on Erev Pesach chatzos would be okay. Striking.
Wow.
However, according to the Rambam Shita, after chatzos, is it a davar sheyesh matirin?
No.
Yeah.
Yes, and therefore, you're not going to be able to do it, and we are certainly choshesh for the Shita Zara. Okay. Comes along the Shulchan Gibborim and he cites the Rif and the Raif and he says the following question. What about Hanah? We know Chametz is not only Aser Ba'achila, it is also Aser Ba'hanah. Can you feed your Chametz to the dog?
No.
Can you sell it? Can you imbibe its mellifluous fragrance?
Imbibe? I don't know about that.
You cannot. It is Aser Be'Hanah. Question is as follows. Is the Iser Hanah B'Mashuhu or only if you have a shear? Is the Iser Hanah also B'Mashuhu? So what did you see today? Yeah. The Rif says it is even Aser b'mashuhu and Eino din bittul. In other words, according to the Rif, Hanah and Achila are essentially the same. The Rambam as well. Who disagrees? And the Rush as well. Who disagrees? The Ravid and the Tur. The Ravid says, we're going to use the name Ravid just for simplicity. The Ravid argues that when do we say that there's an Iser B'mashu? Only B'achila. But when it comes to the Iser Hanah, you need a shear, there'll be bittul, it's not going to be Aser B'mashu. And the question is, what is that all about? what is this argument about? What is this machlokas when it comes to the Isser Hana that the Ravid all of a sudden says, no, here you require a shir. And I would like to share with you an amazing, amazing position of the Tzlach. Remind me, who is the Tzlach? The Noda Yehuda. What is his real name? What? Rabbi Yechezkel
Landau.
Rabbi Yechezkel Landau, who lived when and where?
18th century
is correct. Around the time George Washington was penning, was the first president of the United States. And he lived in a small little bohemian town called Prague. Okay, he was the Rav Ha'ir of Prague, one of the Gedolei Yisrael. Comes along the Tzlach, and the Tzlach appears at least in three different places in Shas. Appears in Pesachim Dav Tes Med Beis, Beitz Adav Gimel Med Beis, and Beitz Adav Chav Dalet. Says the same core idea. We'll look at it inside in our sugya, but before that, I want to look at the Gemara in Maseches Beitz Dav Chav Dal. You have it in your sheets, and if anyone needs a sheet, please take. Okay. Says the Gemara Beitz, a source number, Beis 7. Beis 7. Okay, the Mishnah writes Maseches Beitz Dav Chav Dal as follows. Mitzudos chayva of vidogim shasan me'erev yomtov lo yitol me'em beyomtov. So if you set up traps to trap animals, fish, and the like on erev yomtov, you're not allowed to take of those fish on yomtov unless you know it was already trapped me by erev. And now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, umaisa benachri echa. A Gentile came along and brought dogim to Rav Gamliel. He brought dogim to Rav Gamliel. When did he bring the dogim to Rav Gamliel? He brought them on Yomta. When were they trapped?
Before.
Were they trapped before Yomta, in which case they're not Muksa? Or were they trapped on Yomta, in which case they're Muksa? So Rabbi Gamliel says, Mutarim heim. It's mutter to partake of this gift. We can assume they were trapped when?
Before.
Yeah. However, Aini wrote to the Kabbal heim but I don't want to take. That's a funny thing. So are they mutter? They usser. He says they're mutter, then why does he take? So Gemara says, my solicitor. What's the deal? Mutter or usser? If they're mutter, why not take? So the Gemara explains, Chisurei Mechzer of Ahachi Katani. Safek Muchan. With these fish trapped and prepared from before Yantav. Now, what's the answer?
Safek.
We don't know. Safek. Safek Muchan. We're going to call this a Safek Muksa. Okay? If they were prepared, they're not Muksa. If they weren't, they are Muksa. Safek Muchan, Osir. And Rabbi Gamliel, Matir. So Rabbi Gamliel says Safek Muchan is Mutter, and Umay Sanami. And we have a story to corroborate that he says the Nachri brought him, it was a Safek Muchan, Mutarim Haim, and I don't want to partake. Then the Gemara continues. Okay, he holds Mutarim Haim. Mutarim Haim Bima. What are they Mutter for? Mutter to do what with? So the Gemara says, Mutarim Lamai. Rav Amar, Rav says, Mutarim Lekabel. You're allowed to receive, meaning you're allowed to handle it. Handle it. You're allowed to be metaltel it. But can you eat it? Can't eat it. And Levi Amar, Mutarim Be'achi. Mutarim be'achil. Levi says you can even eat it. Rav says we pass like Rav. You can be metaltel, but you cannot
eat it.
What's the difference? It's a funny halach. Funny halach. Once it's mutter, then it should be mutter to eat as well. What is this dichotomous position? Mutter betilto, aser be. Achila. In fact, we have another dichotomous position. That of the Ravid. Aser be achila, mutter be behana. Why? How, what allows you to make that bifurcation? How can you make that split? After all, mimanashach. If it's muksa, then it should even be aseber betilto. So how do you say it's muta betilto? If it is aser b'mashu, then just like it's aser b'mashu be'achila, it should be aser b'mashu be'hana. That's our problem. So who's going to solve our problem for us? Famous Rav Yechezkel Landau. Where did he live?
Prague.
When did he live?
18th
century, late 18th century. What did he write? The Noah of Yehuda, named after?
His
father. Slash stands for what?
Siyam
Nefesh Chaya, named after his mother Chaya. What about his third sefer that he wrote? He wrote the commentary on Shulchan Aruch. Little commentary on Shulchan Aruch, but it's on every page. Dagul Mervava is also written by the Tzach. Okay. So what does the Tzach say? You want to see the Tzach inside? Yitzi, you want to see inside or outside?
Inside.
Okay, open up your Kovetz Mefarshis. I'm going to steal one over here. Okay, the Tzlach introduces an outstanding Chiddush. An outstanding Chiddush that, as you'll see in a minute, is 100% premised on the position of Rashi. Okay, now stay with me. Shir really begins right now, and it's a 5-7 minute shir max. So just get it down, and then I think we'll walk over the big, big yisod. Are you ready? You ready, Gilad?
I'm so ready.
Okay, here we go. So says the Tzlach as follows. What is the reason that chametz is aser b'mashu? What's the reason? Nu, let's go. Davar Sheish Matir. We're in the world of Davar Sheish Matir. What is the reason that by Davar Sheish Matir we do not say bittel? Because why eat it today, b'safek iser, when tomorrow you can eat it bare? So says the Tzlach, one simple yisod. This egg, let's talk about the egg. Looks like I'm doing it outside. This egg. How many achilos are in this egg, if you will? How many times can this egg be eaten?
One.
This egg can be eaten how many times?
One time. If you're a kosher animal, more than once.
One time. So therefore, the question is, this single achil that I have in this egg, I can eat it either today, or I can eat it
tomorrow.
Because this egg, once eaten, is gone. And achila, by its very nature, is consumptive and is destructive in nature. It's gone after the achila. It is what the Tzlach uses when you do this inside Mirtz Hashem later today. It is an act of kilui, of consumption, of it's gone. There's one achila. Tomorrow's achila is today's achila. It's been out of which when I do it. Says the Tzlach. Then we say, Ad she'ochanu be'iser, why eat it today b'safek iser when you can eat today's achila tomorrow beheter gom. So far so good? What about tiltle? What about tilted? Can I move this object many, many times?
As many as you want.
Can I move it today and tomorrow?
It's not tilted.
Is today's tiltle the same as tomorrow's tiltle? I can move it today and tomorrow. So you know what the Tzach says? Something amazing. When do we say Davar Sheish L'Matir? Is no but, no bittel. Only when the nature of that activity is consumptive in nature. If it's consumptive, then today's is tomorrow, so don't do it today, but when you can do it tomorrow, but heter gomer. What about my tiltal? Can I move it today and tomorrow?
Yes.
Since I can move it today and tomorrow, so why shouldn't we apply the world of bittul or safek draban lakula vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis tiltal. Go back to your Gemara Maseches vis-a-vis achim. Back to the Gemara Maseches Beitz. What did Rav say? You have this delivery of fish. When were the fish trapped?
Suffolk.
Is it Doraisa Drabanan? Suffolk Drabanan, what should we say?
Lakula.
What was Rabban Gamliel's psak? Mutarim, but with a qualification. Mutarim be tilt. Asurim be achila. Why aser ba'achila but mutar betilta? Answer. Because it's a davar shiyesh lo matirin. Why eat it today besafik yeser when you can eat it tomorrow beheta? Because when it comes to achila, tomorrow's achila is today's achila. Don't do it today, do it tomorrow. But is that true by tiltal? I can matata today and tomorrow, therefore, with respect to tiltal, what is it? It's not a davar shiyesh lo matirin, because tomorrow's tiltal is not today's tiltal, and therefore it's mutar b'tiltal. What about by hana? So here the tzlach takes the same exact idea with a little bit of a knetch. Give me some examples of hana. Smelling it.
Feeding it to your dog.
Feeding it to your dog. Is feeding it to your dog consumptive?
Yes.
Yes. Is smelling it consumptive?
No.
No, I can smell it today and tomorrow. Since hana'a has a permutation that is not consumptive, you can't split within hana'a. Since hana'a has non-consumptive hana'a, is hana'a tiltal-like or achila-like? It's tiltal-like, and therefore, will you apply bittul by the yisr hana'a?
Well, seemingly not, but
will you apply the tiltal by the yisr hana'a?
No.
The answer is, you will apply bittul by the yisr hana'a, and that's why the Ravid says, what does Ravid say?
But why don't we pass in the
why does Ravid say? It is only usher if you have a shear, but you will apply bittul because with respect to hana'a, it is not a davar she'esh l'matir. Now, all of this principle, this whole shear so far, is built on whose shita? Rashi or the Ram?
Rashi.
Now I'm going to ask you a very simple question. Simple question, you answer it for me. Okay? Simple question. It is Shabbos, lunchtime. You have a wonderful seuda of chont, chicken, kishke, kegel, and all the rest. And you take a Shabbos nap, you finish your Shabbos chevrusa, and you find yourself at approximately 6:32. Desirous of a cup of coffee with milk. And you wait 6 hours. You turn to your wife, your sister, your friend, and you say, when did we finish eating? And the answer is, I don't know, somewhere between 12:30 and 1:15. I don't remember exactly. So if it was 12:30, and now it's 6:32, I'm good to go. But if it was 1:15, I have to wait another 45 minutes.
Just do it. Oh, but it's after Shkia.
Is the Isra of waiting between meat and milk and Isra Doraisa is the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan. So I have a beautiful situation of a Safek, the Rabbanan, Lakula as I am pouring my coffee. But then, my neighborly Talmud Chacham says, what so fast? Not so fast. Because why should you go ahead and drink the coffee now, Besafek Isser, when you can wait 45 minutes from now and drink it Beheter Gomer? After all, is it not a Davar Sheyeshlo Matirin?
Wait,
go ahead, Noam. Go ahead, just say, you just said it. Say what you said before.
Yeah, one of them is a chefzo, the other one, you can drink it both times.
Ah!
You don't care about
so the answer is, good. The answer is the Tzlach. What does the Tzlach say? When do we apply the din of davar shiyesh matirin only if it's what? If it's consumptive. Can I carry now and later?
Yeah.
Is now's coffee the same as 45 minutes from now's Ben and Jerry's? I could eat now, and I could eat. Yeah, well, this is achila, but it's a very different kind of achila. I can do now and later, and therefore, based on the yesod of the no to be Yehuda, this is a davar sheh im lo matirin, because now's milchiks is not later's milchiks. I could do them both, and as a result, safek drabanan. The cooler. That's a good heter I just gave you. That's a very good heter.
Would that apply if you only had one piece of milchiks?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You can go to the store and buy another one.
Yeah, exactly. Not on Shabbos, but... Yes. You can always get another one. Yeah!
Why is this one the same as the one
before? No, you have a suffix. Why not wait 45 minutes and eat it by heter gamur? The answer is... Because when do you apply that rule? If it's one achila, if this, I have one egg, beitza shenol de biyomta, either this egg now or that egg later, one egg. It's the same egg, one achila, so eat this achila later, not now. When it comes to eating dairy after meat, I can eat now and later. And therefore, it's a davar sheh elamati. Okay, no. I seal your hands and I ignore them. Please open up your Mordechai, Simin Tuf Kuf Ayin Gimel. The Mordechai, I want to do two more things today, quickly.
What is the Mordechai?
The Mordechai is, thank you very, very much, the Mordechai is one of the Gdole Harishonim.
What was his name?
And he was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. Okay, the Mordechai is all the way in the back. If you go to the second parak, parak called Sha'a, and find Tuf Kuf Ayin Gimel. Okay, gentlemen, who holds that chametz ba Pesach is a davar sheyesh matirin? And what is, okay, we talked a lot about davar sheyesh matirin, but what exactly is the lumdus of it? What exactly is the deeper idea? And does everyone agree that chametz ba Pesach is a davar sheyesh matirin? Who says it is? The Rambam. The Ramban, Rashi, we have a number of sheetahs. Look at this. Okay, don't worry. Don't waste time with that. I will read it to you. The Mordechai says, B'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Chiddush number one is the Lo Shaydam Shematirim Hecha Shamaychal Miskalkev. If food is going to be subject to spoilage, there's no such thing as a Davar Sheyesh Matirim. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes. Why? Because I won't be able to eat it later. Fine. Yep. And then he says like this: V'kein shama mishem Rabbeinu Chaim Katz. Chaim Katz. Davar hachozer liisuro me'elav kegon chometz shechozer l'shana haba liisuro lo shayach lomar davar sheyesh lo matirin. Chometz is not a davar sheyesh matirin. No way. You know why not? Because what does davar sheyesh matirin mean? Think about the words. Davar sheyesh lo matirin. Something has a matir. Why is a beitza shenolda asr? It's muksa today. What happens on Motzei Yontif, Motzei Shabbos? Now it is absolutely heter gamur. Will it revert back to Isser next Yontif?
No.
It will never revert back to Isser. What about by chametz? Is chametz now mutter lagamre? Chametz has an on-off button, but is that on button going to come back on?
Sure.
Next year, it's going to be on again. You know what the Rabbeinu says to Mordechai? That's not called the Davish Shmatir. That's not called the Davish Shmatir. Why? Because next Pesach, it's going to be Usa once again. Clearly, is the Mordechai operating within Rashi or the Ran? The Ran is correct. Why is the Ran correct? Because, according to Rashi, don't eat it today, but Issa, when you can eat it next week, Beheter. That would apply to Chametz. That applies to Chametz, but if you hold the idea of Rabbi Shimon HaTirin is what? Is Min Be? Mino, so this is still Chametz. It doesn't lose its same Chetza of Chametz even after Pesach is over because you are always going to be before a Pesach. Even on Motzei Pesach, you're before the next Pesach. And therefore, it still has a shame of Chametz. And therefore, says the Mordechai, Chametz is not Davish Shmatir. So why is it not Batel B'mashu? Why is it not Batel? The answer will be? Like the Ramban? Yafeh. Okay, last point. Open up your Gemaras. This is a really interesting little tidbit. Open up your Gemara. Ardaf. I have a two-word Rabbeinu Chanan. Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Divur HaMaskil Pas She'ipsha. The bread is moldy, is spoiled, and all of that. So you have a suffix, correct? What's our suffix? V'lo yoda im matzah I chametz. Is it matzah, is it chametz? So says the Rabbeinu Chananel, im robu yemei matzah. If we're already deep into Pesach, 6 days in, 7 days in, we're deep into Pesach, muteresi. Then it's mutter. Why? Because you can assume that what is it?
Matzah.
It's matzah. Now watch this. Muteresi, but he has two words. Perush achar haPesach. When is it mutter? When is it mutter? It's only mutter achar haPesach. Not mutter now. Why is it usher today after Pesach, then it's going to be allowed? Go ahead, Shabi.
Because it's still a risk now. It's the same concept. It's the same concept. The whole concept, the reason why we don't like depreciation material is because it's a risk now and it's not a risk later. It's still a risk. It's a suffix now. It's still a
suffix
risk.
Now.
And no suffix.
But why is it mutter after Pesach?
It's less of a suffix.
It's still a risk.
There's
no cars there.
Why is it mutter after Pesach? Good, you explain why it's usher now, but why is it mutter? I want to know why it's mutter after Pesach. After Pesach, you can rely on Rove. What's the answer? What?
Does
he say doesn't say anything. He just says mutter after Pesach.
After Pesach, there's no cars.
Yes, you're right. Yitzchak could say pshat, is that before Pesach, there's a cars. Chumas HaYisr. After Pesach, you lose your Chumas HaYisr. Correct. Excellent. Good pshat. I'm the Kabbalah the pshat. But I like a fancy pshat. That's a good pshat, but I'm looking for an exotic pshat. Rabosai, on Pesach, is it a Davar Sheyesh Matirin? Is it a Davar Sheyesh Matirin? Yes. Why eat it today based on Rove when you can eat it? After Pesach, when is it going to become mutter?
Never.
After Pesach, it's going to be usher forever.
Wow.
And therefore, on Pesach, it's a davar sheh yesh lo matir. After Pesach, now you have an isser of, which isser? Chametz she'avar lo haPesach, but that is a perpetual isser. And now it's a davar sheh eimo matirin. And therefore, you'll apply the rule of Rov. You'll apply the percentage of Rov. Abosai, that's it. Tomorrow, an absolutely fresh, brand new sugya. Just to remind you, from here on in, fresh start, new sugya. I'm looking for 100% mastery. every day one bakar to be identified by me.